We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Mark Cerie, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. We're live, NovaCare broadcast booth. It's quiet here right now, but I imagine the next half hour, hour, the crowd will start pouring in. Weather tonight, maybe a little issue. It's cloudy. It's felt like all day it's going to rain. It hasn't really yet. Mm-hmm. We'll see tonight.
It's supposed to come in tonight.
A little rain tonight?
7:30.
Could impact things. Maybe a little rain delay, but we'll see. Phillies, Yankees tonight. Game three of the three-game series. We know the Phillies have lost the first couple.
Wrong. I got 10 o'clock. 30% at 10, 50% at 11, and then increases as the night goes.
All right, so they'll probably be all right. They'll probably be able to get this one in, barring a longer game or something happening later. But Eflin tonight, you know what? You said it to L.A. when we had him on, Ike. He's pitched really well lately. I have not been an Eflin fan in his career, but he's...
I'm in shock.
No, I have too. Now, the first time we watched him this year when he came up, it looked different. He's throwing harder. He's striking guys out more. So I was like, maybe. But I still didn't think he was going to be this good. And he has been.
I mean, every time he's out there, well, here's the funny thing, because I know I made this mistake a couple times earlier in the season. Who's the other pitcher we had?
Eichhoff,
yes.
Who's trying to get back from the injury.
I was mixing them up the first month of the season.
Well, both E's.
Yes, so every time it was Eflin, I kept saying Eichhoff. Right. So, but the last three or four outings that he's been out there, I mean, listen, what is he, 5-2 right now? So,
and the ERA is under, I think, 3-4.
It's 3-4, so... He's been doing a real good job,
man. Yes. It's funny. When this season started, you felt like this conversation around this time would be, if the Phillies are in it, they're going to go get a starting pitcher.
Get another pitcher, yeah.
And that stopped. More of the conversation is bullpen and maybe third base. Maybe they say enough of Michael and they get a veteran third baseman or clearly the bullpen. We'll see. If the pitching holds up and Arrieta, who needs to turn it around, turns it around, they might have enough. They might have enough starting pitching. 888-729-9494. For a couple things here. We start off today with Arrieta. And his struggles, he has to turn it around. He's been awful in the month of June, and they need him, especially after the rant he went on earlier this month, you know, in San Francisco with Kingery and all that and the shifts. He has to be better. We also touched, Ike, and then we'll go back to the phone lines here, on the Kawhi Leonard situation right now. And a couple of things came out today with Kawhi Leonard. Number one was there was a report from ESPN that four teams have made offers for, like, concrete, legitimate offers for Kawhi Leonard already. And they are the Celtics, the Cavs, which is interesting because that means they're trying to trade for Kawhi to bring back LeBron, the Sixers, and the Clippers. Interestingly enough, the Lakers, not in that group. They haven't made a concrete offer. From the way the report was by Woj, it was basically they talked and they didn't get a good sense that there was a good match, and so it hasn't been a conversation since.
You know the funny thing? You hear Magic talking yesterday and today, or I think it was yesterday. He's talking about, you know, not having any pressure on him. First of all, I thought that was a foolish question, whether or not he had pressure on him or not. And the guy is only the greatest Laker ever. I don't think they're going to fire Magic Johnson. But he did go so far as saying he'll step down if he doesn't necessarily get a big-time free agent or two signed there over the next two summers.
Yep.
He said that. I think back to Brett Brown's press conference and the following day where he talked about a little deeper into free agency this summer and the trade and the potential trades that could happen. But he also talked about 2019. So a lot of these GMs, while 2018 is big for people and they can get an early jump on LeBron because he can opt out and be a free agent right now, there's certainly a few that are going to be willing to jump in there. But 2019, there's going to be more free agents on the market, which may free up more cap space for other teams to get involved in this thing. That's why when I tell people this, there is no guarantees that the Sixers are going to win a title. You can't take this approach that, oh, man, just let these young guys develop, man, and we're going to be okay. You don't know that.
You don't know.
You don't know that. And with this new league of player signing, shorter deals, you know, who knows, especially the superstars, if they know they can get the money regardless where they go, well, it's almost better for them to do what LeBron is doing, is basically keeping his options open every other year.
He's basically on a 1 or 2 year deal wherever he goes.
Right?
Because he's not getting locked into bad teams.
Exactly. So what if that becomes the norm?
Well, it might.
And then you have to worry about losing your own players.
Joel's locked up, but Ben?
Yeah, Joel is already locked up, but Ben, Markel, you know, and no one may care about losing him now, but...
You're not going to get many people upset about that today.
But in, let's say, 2 or 3 years, if he looks like the number one overall pick...
Sure.
Right? So, like man, when the opportunity is there, you have to seize it and you got to take your shots. You just can't assume we're going to be in the title hunt in 3 or 4 years.
And that's why they're star hunting. That's why Brett Brown
is saying what he's saying. He knows.
And I've always said this, like, and I know in a town.
By the way, his job, he knows he may not be here in 4 or 5 years.
You better get close to it. And I always thought this, but in a town where the Eagles didn't win for all those years, it was hard to sell that it's harder to win anything but a Super Bowl. I think it's the hardest sport to win a title in the NBA. You have to be great. You can't be good and go on a run. It never happens. You need to have the best players and be great. And now, compounding this, Ike, is you have a dynasty with Golden State.
The players have made it harder. By being a players' league,
yes.
These guys being friendly with each other. I'm reading reports that LeBron, like I said yesterday, going through back channels, trying to figure out what these guys' plans are before he makes a decision. And they're all buddies. So it's expected.
Yeah, they know each other.
Yeah, so teams may not be able to talk to other players, but players can text each other. They can call each other and get an idea of what one may do or may not do, and that can influence what that player is going to do. That's where they are now in this league.
And that's not going to change.
Yeah, that's not changing because they're all rich.
So for the Sixers, the Kawhi Leonard thing looms. And there was a report today as well. Throw this in there. LeBron doesn't want to be the first to go to L.A. He wants to see what it looks like first.
He doesn't want to get stuck there with those Lonzo and Ingram and
LeVar.
And LeVar and Kuzma for a year.
Which brings us back to the Sixers and Kawhi and already making an offer. Look, I don't know if LeBron would come here anyway. He might just want to go to L.A. That might be it. But if they trade for Kawhi Leonard, I think it'd be awfully tough for LeBron to just ignore the Sixers. You have Kawhi, you have Joel, you have Ben. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's going to give them the time of day if they have that.
And that's why it's important that we jump in the Kawhi race with both feet and try to get him here.
And that might be soon.
Because that may help you get LeBron James here.
And you know what? Even if it is for 1 year, even if Kawhi says, I'm not signing – just trading for him, if that gets you a seat at LeBron, like really gets you in LeBron's mind, that might make it worth it.
Yeah.
That might make it worth it. There's risk. This whole thing is risky.
It is.
But you're not winning a title not taking risks.
Absolutely not. And the one thing I'm glad or I'm happy about, I believe the Sixers know this.
They talk like it.
Yes, they know this. So fans can say what they want to say. But the organization realizes this is a high-stakes poker game. And either you're playing with the big boys or you aren't.
Their chips are in. I appreciate that.
And I love it.
And there's a scenario, though, where it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Cap room for nothing and trade chips for nothing. It doesn't have to work, but it might.
There are two pieces they will not part with. It's not happening.
Joel and Ben.
Yeah, it's not happening. So you're going to build around them. And that's the good thing we have as fans. You got that in your back pocket.
They're here already.
You got two young franchise players already in your back pocket.
Now go get two more. At least one.
Yeah, now you got to go get at least one more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.